Today's elections in Iraq are, of course, a historic event for that country, but their success or failure will have a big impact on U.S. foreign policy. For some perspective on that, we are joined by Walter Russell Mead. He's a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a frequent guest on our program, and he's at his home in New York. Hi, Walter. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Well, there was violence. It didn't prevent the people from voting. Turnout from the Shia in the south, Kurds in the north, appear to be pretty strong. Not really the case in the Sunni areas, as we've heard. Give us your assessment of the election at this early stage.
Well, we have to wait for the final turnout figures, of course, and also it'll be interesting to see who actually wins the election. But I think at the moment it looks pretty good. It looks, for the Bush administration, I think this is a big win, at least so far. And for the United States, for American foreign policy more broadly, I think it's very important. I think it's a big success.
Elaborate on that a little bit. The president called today's vote a grand moment. It is important for his administration and his foreign policy. How? Why? How important?
Well, for one thing, it means that this kind of central tenet that the Bush administration has been pushing, that democracy is something that people in the Middle East want, is looks more probable. We've seen elections in Afghanistan that went much better than people expected, elections among Palestinians that went much better than people expected, and now a very strong performance in Iraq. This is almost looking like a trend. And what's interesting, too, is that of the two governments produced so far by elections in Afghanistan and among Palestinians, you've really seen a victory for the forces that are more moderate and looking to work with the West and with the rest of the world.
So what will you be looking for in the government that emerges from this process in Iraq?
Well, we need to see whether the Shia, who after decades of denial now have, or even centuries, one could say, of denial, now have an opportunity to enter government, you know, are they going to be good at it? Will they continue to take the line that you don't want too close an alliance between the clergy and the state? Will they have the kind of statesmanship to reach out and try to bring more of the disaffected Sunnis into the process? Will they be willing to work closely with the Kurds to develop a kind of an Iraqi federalism that meets basic Kurdish aspirations? They've got a really tough job ahead of them. And so far, you know, they've been saying all the right things, but now they have to start doing the right things, and that's sometimes more difficult.
Let's talk about the presence of the U.S. military. The term exit strategy popped up in Washington again this past week. Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy said American forces are making the situation worse. He urged the president and his administration to start bringing the troops home. The White House has said that the troops will stay. Is it too early to be talking about an exit strategy?
Well, with all due respect to Senator Kennedy, I've never thought of him as one of our country's great military strategists. But, obviously, as Americans, we want our troops home. The Iraqis also want our troops to leave. You know, I imagine this means that the date will come when they do leave. Clearly, the Iraqi armed forces have to be able to contain the insurgency before we go. And that's partly a political job of trying to bring as many Sunnis as possible into the tent so that you have fewer people sustaining the insurgency. But it's also about defeating the insurgency, breaking it up, and that sort of thing. How long it will take for the Iraqi armed forces to be able to do that on their own, who knows? It's really an open question. And only when it begins to look as if that process is underway can you really start talking about when the Americans will be out, I think.
Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a frequent guest on our program. Walter, it was good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Leanne. Bye.